This is Events Demystify, brought to you by Three Fun Events, and I'm your host, Anka. You know, I was thinking the other day that it's been a while since I hosted alone and did not have a featured guest on the air with me. And so today, I decided to fly solo and come before you in all the glory of solo hosting, just like in the golden old days of new beginnings. Before we start though, let me ask you a question. Who's excited for spring? All those cherry blossoms blooming. Oh, my heart is bursting with so much joy. There's finally, you know, an ending to this winter of my soul, and I'm so excited for what's next, the promise and the hope of new beginnings. I love spring with all my heart, and I love cherry blossoms. I remember as a small child when the very first tree in our neighborhood would burst into the most beautiful symphony of flower buds in color. And I knew, you know, as a child that my birthday was near, and I knew that the cold of winter was going to be over with. And my little heart would burst with so much joy as I could feel the pulse of this whole nature rejoicing in this celebration of spring. And I was so hopeful, and still am, of the expectation of what new life can bring after a long, dreary winter. And I know some of you probably are feeling just the same. It's been a dark season, a dead season, emotionally, mentally, professionally, but spring has sprung, and I'm celebrating with all my might and all my heart and the hope of what this means over the top. Anyway, what should you expect from this episode? I'm obviously on a high right now. Yeah, the spring is making me feel kind of excited and really like making me feel alive again. I waited too long to just get through this dreadful, hard, painful season. And I felt like I fought some giants this past season. And I finally got to this point right now where I'm like, oh, it's spring again. So this episode, I'm crossing fingers that it will be a short one. I can promise. I will try. Funny thing is, when I first started this podcast, my goal was to have, you know, episodes that are about 20 minutes long. 20 minutes felt right. However, let me tell you, I failed miserably every single time at this goal. And I'm not even sorry, because when you get the type of guests that I get to showcase and feature, you just can't stop listening to them. So I feel like it's okay to have longer episodes. I mean, if you must break them in 10, 20 minute chunks like I do, honestly, because even with my most favorite podcast, I still have to do that. It's the reality of life. I don't mind it. We all live such busy lives. So I expect that, you know, eventually, hopefully, you will finish that one episode you started, I don't know how long time ago, but yeah, take it in chunks if that's what you need to do. Okay, so I guess besides trying to be short, which I'm already thinking that I'm going to fail at that, because I'm never short with anything that I have to say. So I want to share a few thoughts with you, since I just celebrated something amazing this past week, and that was another trip around the sun. And I am so grateful. I am serious. I'm so grateful for being here. I am so grateful for being alive and well. And I feel like, you know, I gained some wisdom overnight with something that I've struggled with for months. And you know that I'm always ready to share my struggles that I've overcome. So ultimately, obviously, I want to share something like events related, production related. So I will have also 5 free tools that I'm going to share with you that I frequently use during my production of virtual events. And especially if you're like me and you're sometimes solo producing and live streaming events, you could use extra tools to put in your toolbox. So let's dive right into today's episode. I guess I'm going to start with my trip around the sun. First off, I want to thank every single one of you that took a minute out of your super busy day, because I know we all have busy days, and wish me happy birthday beginning of this month, because unlike other years, this year my birthday fell on Easter. So I basically decided to celebrate for 3 long days leading to my birthday. Also, maybe because I missed my birthday last year, you know, it was COVID and all of that. So what can I tell you? I party hard. I can't disclose more, but don't worry about it. Just know that it was fun and I do like fun. So thank you, you know, for partaking in my birthday with wishes and whatever, you know, social media shout outs you made time for. It was well received and appreciated. Okay, so now that I feel like I am 1 year wiser, actually, because of COVID, I feel like I am 5 years wiser. There's something that I want to share with you. And if you don't want to hear my internal pep talk, well, guess what? You're in it. So I am going to share with you what I've been telling myself for a little while. Thank you, Marcus, because I play those words every morning and I almost know them by heart, although I am going to paraphrase some of them, something that's mostly related to my season and my situation. If you do not know who Marcus Taylor is, go ahead and follow him on Instagram. He's amazing. You know, we all go through things. And for me, one of the hardest things to navigate through is and always has been betrayal of trust and loss of loyalty. I put huge amount of importance on those two things, especially when it comes to trust and loyalty. And I am still to learn, you know, an easy way to navigate betrayal, and be that from a family member, a friend, a business partner. It's one of those things that feels like someone has put a dagger through your heart. And every time their name comes up, it feels like that dagger that's still there, you know, gets twisted ever so slowly and only makes that wound more painful. And this is what I call my giant that I fought so hard for a season, this past season, really. And I feel like I'm finally coming to that point where I'm overcoming it. So without further ado, allow me to pep talk you into overcoming, hopefully, your own giant, because there will always be obstacles, challenges that we will face from time to time, giants that we will face from time to time. And when you think of yourself, ask yourself, what has defeated you this past year? What is your giant that you faced? Is it fear? Is it anxiety? Is it insecurity? Is it doubt? Or maybe it's something tangible, like, you know, a broken, bitter relationship, a friend that's turned, you know, into a foe. What has been your obstacle, your challenge, your test? What is your giant? I've had a good friend, you know, that I lost, and that happened suddenly. And I don't really know why. And many times I've just been, you know, in circles in my mind, trying to figure out, trying to recall, like, what did I say? What did I do to get where we are right now? And at one point, I started to think of this friend of mine as being dead, because that was easier to process and to deal with. I know it's not funny. But the things we need to tell our mind sometimes in order to deal with the pain and the grief and everything that comes from, you know, losing someone suddenly, that we just know that we won't get back. Just to clarify, they're not dead. I do not wish them dead, and I will never, ever will. They're very much alive and going about their business. However, that wouldn't make for a good story if, as they were going about their business, they weren't also going into my business from time to time. And sure, I get it. They're not gonna be my friend, and they don't want to be my friend, because, again, I don't know. But
going about and, you know, talking behind your back and slandering you and putting you down in different things, different ways. Now, that is where that dagger, you know, that's in your heart is twisting ever so slowly. And I personally don't appreciate being in pain, because while I do care about friendships and I do care about, you know, lost relationships, and I do care about, you know, preserving whatever it is left of that, if one is so immature that they can't sit down and have an adult conversation to dish out whatever it is they're holding inside, it really pains me and I just can't deal with that. So if you've ever been that person yourself, please do me a favor and stop it. Life is too short to hold, you know, onto resentment and unforgiveness and whatever crap you're holding onto. This is my giant. And I just realized that recently, but with that realization, it also came the determination that this had to stop. And this was going to be the last time I allowed any giant to control and defy me. Now, your giant might look different than mine. And I know that whatever that giant looks like, it hasn't been easy for you. And unfortunately, I also know that we will face other giants in life. There will be other giants sneaking on us, and they could take all kinds of different forms. You know, you could have stress, overwhelm, depression, anxiety, bad people you meet, people that only care about themselves, bad bosses you've got to deal with, family members that, you know, turn into enemies, unfortunately. There will be oppression that will take so many different forms. But let me ask you this one question. How long is too long? How long will you allow this giant, whatever giant it is that you're facing, this Goliath into your life? How long will you buckle under their pressure? And how much longer will you cower and back down? If you're even slightly religious, you probably heard the story of David and Goliath. And when David faced his Goliath, he didn't run away from him. He ran towards him, towards the battle. You know, eagles are the only birds that would fly into the storm. It's the only bird that's brave enough to face something like that. And it is time for me and for you to fly into whatever storm it is and whatever giant that you need to face. If you don't have a giant, what about maybe that one dream that you always had, that one idea that everyone thinks is so stupid? What about your purpose? It's time for us to stand up. There is a new breed of heroes ready to rise up out of the ashes of doubt and failure and insecurity and anxiety and fear. It's okay if you feel terrified at the thought of facing this giant. It's okay if your knees are trembling and your palms are sweaty, but the time is now. Go after it. Run after your purpose and do not let whatever dream you have, whatever giant that's standing in your way, steal the joy of fulfilling your dream and your goal and your idea. You will never have the future you dream of unless you're ready to run after your dreams. If nobody believes in you, in your dreams, and in your big idea, if they're talking smack behind your back and trying to destroy your reputation, you've got to believe in yourself. And in your mind, you really have to know that you've got what it takes and you've got to act on that. And this is called, you know, having a vision, and you will need it if you want to win. You will have to be able to see yourself winning and defeating this giant that's standing in front of you. No matter how good you've had it so far, there will always be a moment where you will face some sort of impossible odds. It will maybe be a season before you get there, but it will always take some form of courage and grit and will and that tiny, tiny mustard seed of faith to overcome your challenge, whatever that challenge looks like for you. Going back to the story of Goliath and David, not only was David seen as nobody, the youngest of his brothers, and in their eyes, really the least of them, but his weapon of choice was also underrated. And you will face opposition and people that will not believe in you and will not take you seriously. And neither will they think that you're capable of what you are going to do and what you are carrying. But the one thing that separated David from Goliath was his motivation and his heart and the source of hope where his passion came from. And if you're going to defeat your giant, you will need heart and you will need passion. You will need to overcome what lies between the pit of your fears and the summit of your knowledge. And it's not going to be on the mountaintop that you will defeat your giant. David defeated his Goliath in the valley. And sometimes the tangible giants in our lives are only going to be defeated by means that are intangible. If one can battle at the mind level and conquer their own mindset, if one can master the self-discipline, then there's nothing, absolutely nothing that you can do, and there's absolutely nothing that you can accomplish. A lot of the people around you, they will come about and tell you that your dream is too big. They will tell you that your destiny cannot be fulfilled. They will tell you that it is impossible to accomplish whatever you have set up to accomplish. But it's not about them. And it's not about what they say. It's about you and what you say. You are fighting for your dreams. You are fighting for your ideas, for your legacy, for your family, for your destiny. What you're fighting for is so much bigger than yourself. David is one of my most favorite characters. He ran towards his giant. Whatever dream, whatever goal, whatever it is you want, and whatever giant it is that you're facing, and it's standing in the way of this dream, get the heck up and run towards it. Run after it. It took me a minute to realize that I was just standing defeated by this giant. And while it took a while to defeat my own giant in my own life, I believe that you can defeat your own giant as well. And you can have your future, but it has to start now. And it all starts on the battlefield of your own mind. This is where the war is won, and this is where the victory is yours. And I know it's scary, but do not run from your battle. The battle is a learning experience. We are the most creative and the most resourceful in the midst of adversity. The moment you can overcome your fear and all that negative self-talk, that's the moment when your giant goes bankrupt because they cannot bank on your fear anymore. Stop looking for other people's validation and everyone to agree with you and what you've got to do to set yourself free because they don't understand where you've been. So stop looking for everyone to understand it. Stop looking for everyone to know what you've faced so far and agree with what you've got to do. Rise up. You've been given everything that you need for life and for victory. And it is time that you get yourself up from wherever you are sitting and whining over your situation and run. Run towards your giant. You are no longer small and powerless, and you're no longer the person that hasn't been taken seriously so far. You've got to get up and go against those lies. They have held you down for so long. Rise up against the despair and depression and the darkness that has kept you captive for so long. The heaviness that you've carried in your heart, it's been too long to stay there. You might not realize it right now, and I know I didn't, but I've been waiting for this moment. So thank you for making me feel like I'm not good enough, because now, although, you know, my hands feel sweaty and my knees are trembling and my heart is pumping like it's ready to jump out of my chest, I am ready now. I know that I'm afraid, but I won't just stay quiet anymore. You will hear my shout as I'm standing on this giant, and I won't be silent no more. I will start the riot if I have to. I will do what I can with what I have, because I have everything that I need to defeat my own giant. Before we move any further, I wanted to give a quick shout out to our main sponsor, Trifan Events, which is a boutique event planning and production agency that will come alongside you, offering personalized event planning and technical support, strategic event design, production and technology management, and flawless execution for live, virtual, and hybrid events. The team at Trifan Events is passionate about planning and producing event experiences that get people involved with true moments of interaction, engagement, and co-creation, while offering white glove treatment throughout the entire planning process, enabling you to reach your event goals with the use of creativity, production tools, and event technology. To find out how Trifan Events can plan and produce your event become memorable, go to trifanevents.com.
Oh my gosh, I feel so much better now, you guys. I felt that in the depth of my bones, and I get so fiery when I feel things deep into my bones. I'm telling you, this is power. This is fire. You know, the fire emoji is like all over the place right now. And I hope that it will help you get motivated and get up and rise against whatever giant you're facing. It took me a minute to realize what I needed to fight against, and it was a battle at the mind level, and I needed to win there first before I was ready to move further. Okay, now for the second part of this episode, as promised, I wanted to showcase a few, actually five tools that I use during virtual events and for virtual events. And maybe some of you will be like, oh yeah, I've been using these tools for a while others will be more like, well, thank you for sharing, especially when not everyone out there is willing to do that. I know I've come across, you know, plenty of people that in this industry can operate out of such a scarcity mindset, and for as long as I have breath, I won't allow that to be me or something that defines me. So be assured that I will always share what I learn and whatever knowledge I've gained so far. Okay, so this is something useful if you're an audience member joining a virtual event, but even more so, I'd say, if you're a solo live streaming producer that is producing and broadcasting events with or without assistance. I will have links and most likely a blog post that will showcase the tools that I'm talking about so that it's easier for you to go and check them out. I know that visually it's always better, you know, to learn something, at least me, I learned visually. So if you're just listening to the podcast, it's not really quite the same if you're not able to go and see them in action. So fear not, I will have a link to the blog post that details all the tools, which by the way are free. And that is great because I always like tools that are free and useful. So the first one
The first tool that I use a lot is a virtual test link that I share with all of my virtual speakers and guests, whatever, whomever I work with during virtual events. And I share it with them and I have them take it before going live. This is a great tool to have in your toolbox, especially if you haven't had the time nor the opportunity to meet your virtual speakers on that 10, 15 minute, you know, individual call to test their broadband connection, their camera resolution, sound quality, the lighting, the location they're joining you from virtually. And while this test doesn't necessarily cover, you know, lighting and framing, it does a pretty decent job with the rest. On all of my virtual tech checks, I personally like to test for camera, audio, lighting, location, and speed, internet speed, which I like to abbreviate as CALS. Camera, audio, lighting, location, speed. So that's the first tool. The second one is so simple. Really, it's silly. It's an internet speed test. And I use this tool especially if I need to get more specific with having to know exactly the type of upload speed I am dealing with. And I will have my virtual speakers go either to fast.com or run an Ookla speed test. They're both, I feel like, kind of comparable and equally accurate in my opinion, in my experience. Although I must say, American upload speeds are generally much higher than, say, European upload speeds. So in so many ways, you will end up benchmarking based on the geographical location of your virtual speakers. For my virtual taste, like how that sounds. Anything above 20 megabytes per second will do for someone calling in. As far as myself is concerned, to run one stream in 1080p, I would need to have at least 50 megabytes per second upload speed without having any packet loss. And now that we got to packet loss, if you recall, if you listened to, I think it was a September podcast episode that I recorded in some deep woods in Idaho, where, side note, I got attacked by chipmunks while recording. True story. I'm good now. I got out alive. Anyway, during that episode, I covered an array of essential terms to know when it comes to video streaming. So to recap really quick, packet loss happens when data packets traveling across a computer network fail to reach their destination. Think of all the buses that go to Disneyland. Now imagine one bus got lost along the way. That is what a packet loss is. And this term may refer to the loss of just one or several packets in a larger data transfer. And it's usually caused by network congestion. And I won't bore you with the whole definition of how video packet loss gets measured typically, but just know that when it comes to streaming video, packet loss can end up having a negative impact on the user experience because you're dropping frames and your video becomes choppy and blocky due to all kinds of bitrate fluctuations. And usually, packet loss happens due to network congestion, faulty or outdated hardware, or even software bugs. So as a habit, before a live stream and in the midst of a live stream, I always like to test and check the health of my internet connection with a network diagnosis tool such as Pingify, and I'm pretty sure I'm mispronouncing that, or by going to this URL, packetlosstest.com. If you're constantly dropping frames and encountering packet loss, you might want to take this up with your ISP, internet service provider, but that won't always be, you know, a fast fix, and you won't always fix your issue. And it's something that, you know, if you're in the middle of it, it's not fun. Resetting your modem, a router, and, you know, all the network adapters might lower the rate temporarily, but eventually, if you're getting a lossy internet connection, you'll be right where you started with high packet loss while you're streaming. So I guess this whole thing comes down to, what are some tools that you can use? So another tool I found, especially if you, for some reason, are needing to stream maybe on a wireless network. The tool is called Speedify, and it's a next generation channel bonding mobile VPN service that allows you to combine multiple internet connections at the same time into one super pipe, like for increased bandwidth, while lowering some of the latency and minimizing some of that packet loss that you can incur when streaming. Speedify can bond any combination of two or more internet connections, and it will distribute the online traffic between each one of them for optimal performance. This is not necessarily a free tool, but to start off, they do offer some sort of a first 2 gigabytes of data usage per month free, which might be helpful to some of you. The fourth tool that I'll be mentioning, I'm combining two tools in one. It's StageTimer.io and TimeIs. StageTimer.io is a free web-based countdown timer that was designed as a speaker timer for communication between speaker and organizer during stage presentations or live events. And multiple internet-connected devices can join the same room ID and display this synchronized countdown. You can share a timer and even send a message to your speakers and highlight the message on the screen. You can synchronize multiple screens so everyone sees the same timer. And because the timer has a full screen mode, it scales to whatever size screen you are using. Time.is is a great tool for when you need to synchronize the exact time between multiple time zones. It will automatically display the time in your time zone by using your IP address to detect your location. There isn't much to say about this, but when you need to press play at the same time, this tool is excellent and a lifesaver when streaming concurrent sessions into an app, and especially if you're using an assistant located in a different location than where you are, it's a lifesaver. So I use it a lot, and I've been happy with it. Last tool that I'm going to cover, it's a communication tool, but it's actually two in one again. And I'm going to mention here Slack and Discord. Obviously, everyone knows Slack. Slack is well known between teams when you want to communicate with your team. And it's faster and better organized, and they say more secure than email. What I like about it is that I can create those workspaces for different virtual events that I'm working on and invite to each one of those workspaces only the stakeholders that are involved in that event and share relevant information on a need-to-know basis with anyone that's involved with the event. So I don't bombard everyone with information that they don't care about. Discord is an app that acts like a virtual comm and is the easiest way to talk over voice, video, and text. It's a tool that I think it's heavily used by gamers. I'm not a gamer personally, but I know it is. But for virtual events, you can create topic-based channels that can be organized, you know, to communicate for specific events, or you can direct through Discord, especially if you have a director that's located somewhere else, or if you're producing an event with a team of people that are located somewhere else, or maybe you need to give your speakers, cue them up for when they're live and all kinds of things like that. There's different channels and mentions. It makes it so easy to keep information straightforward. It also makes it easy to communicate without any latency. It's like near zero latency. It's super easy to use, and the video quality is actually pretty decent. And some people even use it for like podcasts, which I thought it was interesting, and maybe I should be looking into that. Anyway, this is it for today. And I did go over time again. Of course I did. I mean, when was the last time I was able to do a 20-minute podcast? I don't remember. probably I might have to break this episode in two. I don't know. I guess we'll see. Either or, I am so glad that you are here listening and watching whatever method you're using to tune into this podcast. I hope this was helpful to you. And I know that I get super passionate about things and I got super passionate about this giant. And let me tell you, I am standing on the head of my giant and it feels good. Just side note, I've been rocking out on this song by Smit and Tell. It's called Goliath. Can't play it here because, you know, royalties, but you should totally look it up and go rock out on it. Okay, I digress. I really need to come to an end. I promise the next episode is going to be focusing back on events. And I'm actually super excited about my next feature guest. He's a big cheese in the world of virtual and hybrid events, and he's been endlessly active and passionate about sharing his knowledge and his tips, and especially the strategy around how to embrace hybrid events. And I actually just gave you a clue, but I won't say anymore. Obviously, I won't be able to keep this under wraps for too long. So make sure to follow my Instagram at 3fun_events if you'd like to know more about the next guest. The episode will air on April 25th and you don't want to miss it. Thank you so much for joining. Thank you so much for being here. Go out now. Be blessed as you slay your giant.